Second parak of Maisras, Mishnah Beis, continuation of the previous Mishnah of a person who was in a shuk and Amoritz offered him to eat some fruits. He's allowed to eat from them. Arai. Yoshvim b'shar or b'chanus. They were sitting in a gate of a chotzer or a store. V'omar, his Amoritz told them, "Tlu l'chamteinim." Same thing in the previous Mishnah. Take some figs. So the people that are just visiting there can eat from it, and they are rai and they're potter. Because even though when produce comes into a house, it's chayef, it's only if it comes into my house. But if I'm sitting in somebody else's house, and it's my produce, the fact that I'm in somebody else's house is not purveyor. But Bala Shah, Bala Chanut, the one who owns that chotah or that store, is chayovim. So you have a situation, you have two people sitting together, and one person is permitted to eat, another one is prohibited to eat, because for one of it is considered his house, another one is not. Rabbi Yehuda Poitra asked Yafet Panav. Rabbi Yehuda says, even for the owner of the store, it's also not considered his chotzer, because the chotzer has to be a private area. Since it's a store where other people are sitting there, he doesn't feel so comfortable, he doesn't feel so private. It's not the type of bias that is kaveh l'maitre. Actually, Yafet Panav, or she yushalat mokhni shivot, until he turns his face around, or he sits in it by himself, that he's not together with everybody else, then the chotzer has the status of his private place. Oh, the kaveh l'maitre. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass him once again. If I get a gift from somebody that didn't take out of my service, if I'm on the shuk, I'm allowed to eat from it. Arai. If I'm in my own house or my own store, I am not allowed to eat it from it. Arai. So I take off my service. And if I'm visiting somebody else's store, then also I'm allowed to eat from it. Arai.